Watch, disabled man killed in hit and run on New York City sidewalk following fight between two women. By Ethan Letkman on August 29, 2022. Disturbing footage shows a disabled man being killed in a hit and run on a New York City sidewalk after a fight between two women nearby got out of control. Milton Stork, 59, was sitting on his walker outside a deli on Beach 20th Street near New Haven Avenue in Far Rockaway in Queens at around 7:18 a.m. on Saturday when an argument ensued between two women in their 20s, according to police. Watch, viewer discretion advised. The fight turned violent, as multiple people were seen trying to intervene and break it up, according to footage initially obtained by ABC7. One of the women then enters a black Honda Accord parked on the street while another female passenger is seen entering the same vehicle. The other woman involved in the fight, plus other pedestrians, rush out of the way as the Honda reverses onto the sidewalk before driving forward with the intention of hitting the other brawler. Unfortunately, Stork was unable to get out of the way quickly with his walker and was struck by the vehicle. After hitting Stork, the driver of the Honda reverses and runs over the 59-year-old, who was already lying on the ground, again before driving away. Stork sustained severe head injuries and was rushed to the hospital, where he later died. Another man, 37, was hit by the Honda during the ordeal but only received minor back injuries, according to police via the New York Daily News. The other woman involved in the fight avoided injury as she ran into the deli before the horrific accident occurred. She later identified herself to the police and was reported to be cooperating with the investigation. Kiana Sheenix, 26, was identified as the woman allegedly behind the wheel of the Honda that hit Stork and was arrested by police on Monday after turning herself in, the New York Post reported. She was charged with attempted murder, assault, and reckless endangerment. Stork, who lived near the scene of the accident, was known to be a friendly face in the neighborhood, according to residents. He's a good gentleman. He's a good gentleman. Good-hearted. He helps out, he looks out for everybody, one resident told ABC7. He didn't bother nobody. Every morning when I pass here, he's here. He sit down here, drink coffee, smoke cigarette, another local told the Post. Wrong place, wrong time. You can follow Ethan Letkman on Twitter at @EthanLetkman.